Today, his award-winning restaurant, Two Fish, is one of the best in town, serving only fresh fish caught and delivered daily. Now, Graham, you went to that restaurant with your family as a paying customer, and you were so impressed, you went back to talk to the head chef, Adam Ion.
I did.
Well, I'm talking with Adam Ion. That's the correct pronunciation, Adam, isn't it?
Yep, Ion, certainly, that's it.
Adam's a Scotsman, but he's the executive chef at a terrific restaurant in Port Douglas called Two Fish. Is it Two Fish and Five Loaves? Where did the name come from?
I'm not sure where it's come from originally. It's been going for 13 years.
Right.
And the original owner called it Two Fish.
Right.
I think they might just 2 o'clock in the morning decision, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, but you basically do concentrate on fish.
Yeah, so we're a seafood-based restaurant.
Obviously up here in Port Douglas, that's a pretty standard sort of thing to do, given the access to
the location,
fishing grounds,
yep,
and everything.
Yep.
But does it bring its own set of challenges in that, you know, it's not meat you can hang on the rack for a month. It's a perishable item, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we get our fish sort of delivered from the Great Barrier Reef every day.
Yep.
So we use it within that day, and, you know, so there is sort of things to look at with that. But we're very lucky. We have great guys who supply amazing seafood for us. So,
right.
And they're on our side, you know, they want us to get the best of the best. So
I noticed the other night we dined here as paying customers. And I noticed the other night you had line caught coral trout.
Yep.
So is that a sort of a sustainable way for you to have the fish, or
yeah,
how do you view that?
So it's all caught on a line, which means the fish is going to be much softer to eat on the palate, as opposed to dragging for fish with nets when they're not looked after properly. You know, they're killed not very nicely.
Yeah.
And these are very looked after, so we get the best of the best that way.
Okay. And you also presented one of our party had a barramundi that was sitting up. Looked a little bit like the Asian sort of presentation.
Yeah, whole baby barramundi, yeah.
Yeah, and that was spectacular, as they all were, spectacular-looking dishes. So how big a part of your role in the kitchen is sort of presentation? Obviously, taste has got to be there, but is it the visual part that's important to you too?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the visual's the first thing the customer sees.
Mm.
You know, you want that wow factor when the dish hits the table, when I suppose taste is everything, but without presentation, you know, you don't really want to get into your meal if it doesn't look good. So,
yeah.
I mean, we work together. Me and the boys in the kitchen work really strongly together to create amazing stuff. And
how many patrons do you sit here of an evening?
We do 150 covers a night.
Okay, and how many in the kitchen?
There's six of us, so
okay,
five chefs and one kitchen hand. Can't forget the kitchen
hand. You're pretty busy. No, you can't forget the kitchen hand.
He's the most important
coming,
person.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing this, Adam?
17 years I've been cooking.
Okay.
I started in Scotland, did Ireland, did a little bit in England, came to Australia 6 years ago, was only going to come here for 1 year.
Yep.
But my wife and I fell in love with the area.
Right.
The produce was just fantastic, so we've never looked back.
So how did you start in Scotland? What type of cooking?
So I was still at school, working weekends, just doing some vegetable prep in hotels, and then quickly realised this is what I wanted to do. Went to college, cooked for a while there, and then just started cooking fine dining restaurants.
Right.
I did a bit of hotel work. I wanted to stay away from that. I think restaurants are, there's more, you're not so much of a number in a hotel. You know, you get looked after by the owners look after you. You get more freedom to cook what you want to cook.
Yes.
So that's where I'm at now. And
okay. And this particular restaurant, Two Fish, is owned by a couple from Sydney. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
And what do they do apart from owning this restaurant? Are they
They
own a group of restaurants? Or?
No, this is the only one they have. They have an architecture business in Sydney, which they're sort of shutting down, I think, and full control of the restaurant now.
Well, it's a very architectural-looking restaurant.
Yeah.
They've obviously
all the artwork's from the owners. So.
Is that right?
Yeah, they've painted all the
pictures.
The
artwork is really quite interesting. Yeah. I was looking at it the other night, and somebody's quite a good drawer, if that's
drawer,
the right
that's
word.
The one, yeah.
In your education in the kitchen in Scotland and Ireland, was fish a part of it? Or
yeah, in Scotland there's a lot of fish, a lot of lobster, you know, all fresh off the boat as well, comes every night to us. So it's a lot different though. It's cold water, so it's very different fish. I suppose I've always cooked seafood. I did. I was a meat chef for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've always liked fish. Passionate about fish. You know, it's a delicate thing to cook.
What is your favourite fish?
Oh, my favourite fish would have to be the coral trout.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal fish.
If
you get that
it?
Skin crispy and something simple with a salad and mango salsa, you know, it's perfect what we do here. People love it.
I actually had the Spanish mackerel, but there's a back story to that in that I go fishing over in Western Australia, and that's one of our standard sort of catches over there. And I just think, as a fish for, say, fish and chips or however you want to treat it, it's pretty forgiving.
Yes, it is. A versatile fish, yeah.
And it's a beautiful white fish. My little granddaughter had some. I might have had a double kid serve. I don't know. but that's a great fish. Do you have issues over here with ciguatera, the larger fish?
Yeah, you can do.
Is that a problem?
I mean, we've had it in the past. If you eat coral trout every night in every restaurant in Port Douglas, there's a possibility.
Yeah.
And we try and stay away from the bigger fish. They're a lot meatier, and the smaller fish are nice and delicate. So
yes.
If you don't eat it every day, you'll be all right. I suppose it's like anything.
So is there any fish you wouldn't cook?
I'll try anything once.
Right.
So, yeah, everything's good up here. We're spoiled up here with a reef on our doorstep, so
can't
complain about the quality of fish.
And what about shellfish? Do you do...
Shellfish we do a lot comes from South Australia.
Yes.
A lot of mussels and oysters all come out of there, and our bugs are from Moreton Bay.
Yep.
Still phenomenal product. Obviously, they're just not on the reef, but...
Yeah. Does the fact that you're serving seafood mean it's a faster operation in the kitchen? You've got it cooks quicker, doesn't it?
Yeah. So our service staff call it, when they call the dockets away, for example, it's a 6 minute thing, you know.
Right.
The away docket comes in, and normally it takes 6 to 8 minutes, and the food's out on the pass. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did notice it was fairly quick.
It's pretty quick.
Like we were early, given we've got young grandchildren, so we were early diners, and I imagine you probably had someone else come to our table. But that was a very interesting. Everybody around our table, and there were seven of us, had a different dish, and it was a lot of comments about the quality of the food. So I felt I needed to come back and find out who was behind it all. And essentially, tell us, Adam, your family here. You got your wife.
My wife's here, and my son, 2 year old son who keeps us busy.
He's an Aussie now, is he?
Well, he's an Aussie, yeah. Okay. Born in Cairns.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. And so, have you always been in Port Douglas, or were you in Cairns for a period?
No, we were always in Port Douglas. Yeah.
Do you go back home?
I've been home twice, just for a visit, you know.
Family?
Yes, see family. My father and mum and stuff, so.
Yeah. Anyone else in the business you're in?
My mum was.
Yeah.
She's not anymore.
Right.
She was a chef, I suppose, at a young age. I used to watch her cooking, and she used to go away in her chef whites and sort of inspired me to do the same thing, you know.
Did she taught you
things?
She
was a better cook than I am.
Is that right? Well, you're pretty good, so she must be terrific.
Yeah, she is.
And did you learn some dishes from her that you
sort
of bring to mind?
Lots of stuff. She was amazing at chutneys and purees and sauces and stuff. So.
Okay. Which part of Scotland are you from?
Edinburgh.
Okay, that's interesting. My family's from Edinburgh.
Right.
Kim Lowe is a good sort of Scottish name. We economise on letters in Scottish names generally, unless you're a Highlander and you get a big long name.
Yeah.
What's the derivation of your name?
Ian, it's not really Scottish. I think it was something to do with the Romans that had come over and sort of taken over some part. And that's where we think it's come from.
Okay.
We followed family trees back but can't find it where it goes completely.
Well, being an unusual name like mine is, I guess it's easier to find.
Well, that's true.
Usually, where
Very
you
true.
Go.
People remember the name, I suppose.
they do. So what's your longer-term future in cooking, Adam? What would you like to ultimately do? You obviously love the work here.
Yeah, I suppose we're going to continue to cook what we do and up the game even more now in the future. Definitely going to be at Two Fish for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. Do you do catering for groups?
We do group menus and functions. Yeah, we do that.
Right. So could someone come and shut the restaurant for the night?
Yeah, for sure. We do a whole hire. You can hire the whole restaurant.
Out.
Yep.
And sort of numbers would you need for that?
Oh, I think it's sort of 60 covers we do.
60. Okay.
And then you have the full restaurant. You can have your band and your whole bar's yours and we do nice canapés and stuff like that, so
okay.
We make a really good experience for people.
Would you do any off-site work or not?
We haven't done. It's something that we were talking about before. It might be something in the future that we look to do.
Yeah, well, certainly this other area that we report on, this area of business events, I used to call it MICE, Meetings, Incentives, Conventions, Exhibitions. Certainly in that space, off-site catering is becoming a more interesting part of the job. People stay in a hotel, they conference there, they probably have breakfast there. And the last thing they maybe want to do is stay and eat there that night, you know. So opportunities to cater. And I've seen people cater on beaches and other places. So I guess it's a matter of how you can operate.
Yeah, that's it, I suppose.
You know, can you have a mobile kitchen?
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
There's definitely a market here for that. There's lots of people that want that.
Yeah.
We've been approached before, so...
Have you?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, something to look to. It sounds interesting. And the owners, obviously, are great supporters of yours. Oh, you've won a number of awards. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so they took over completely 2 years ago now, I think.
Right.
And they've just basically said to me, you know, go for it. Cook your heart out. Cook what you want to cook. And that's exactly what I've been doing. So they're behind me 100%. They're behind the team.
Right.
We've got a great bunch of people working for us here now. They all want the same thing, you know. They've all got the passion to cook more. We've won an award, but we're not going to sit back now and go, that's it. We're going to keep going, you know.
Yeah. And your staff, do you find it difficult to get good staff?
I did in the beginning. Now I've got a sort of core four that stay with me.
Yeah.
We get a lot of backpackers and travellers.
The white staff?
Yeah, they come through and do the season with us, you know,
but
6 months.
Do you have to spend a lot of time educating them about the fish or about...
We do a training process with them over a couple of days so that they understand everything, the textures of the fish, where it comes from.
Yep.
And, you know, we get a lot of good people, so we're happy with them and they're happy to stay. It's all good.
Oh, that's fantastic. Adam, well, thank you very much for your time.
No, you're very welcome.
It's great to have you on Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you very much.
That was Adam Ion, who was head chef of the award-winning Two Fish restaurant in Port Douglas.
And there are lots of restaurants in Port Douglas, and we tried quite a few. As you mentioned, I paid to go and eat there. There was no freebies involved. I was on holidays, so Travel Writer's got to have a holiday. But it was so good that I did seek him out and go back and talk to him a day and a bit later. I'm sorry about the whippersnapper. That was in the background.
That very clearly in the background.
Yeah, I couldn't do much about it. We couldn't use the inside of the restaurant. It was just too busy with pots and pans and music playing. So we were out on the open air table, which is you'll find a lot up in the tropics. It was very, very pleasant. I hardly had a bad meal. I just was confessing off air. There was one place, which I won't talk about because maybe it was a bad night, but there was only one bad meal in a week up there. So. It was a great talking to Adam.